visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've been able to get some practice time in. You haven't played since last Tuesday when you defeated Northern Heights. What do you feel like you guys have worked on since that win last Tuesday night?
Yeah, you know, we've just kind of went back to the drawing board and worked on some things that we've struggled with throughout the year. You know, little things like playing through contact, trying to get our kids to the free throw line more. That's been an area we haven't shot a lot of free throws this year. And just tuning up all of our little stuff, you know, our sets and things like that. And also trying to stay in really good shape, but at the same time rest and get ready for the stretch. It's kind of a delicate balance.
Well, Drake Skirvin was big for you guys against the Wildcats last week. You know, he's that big presence you have inside, and he's a young pup still, and you still got him for at least another year or two. I believe it's 2 years, right, because he's a sophomore?
Yes, yep. Yeah, Drake just continues to grow mentally and physically. You know, I thought in the Northern Heights game he really dominated inside. They really didn't have an answer, you know, physicality-wise for him, you know, and not only scoring the ball around the rim, but he was just controlled the boards. He had 19 rebounds in that game, really high number. Blocked several shots. Defensively, you know, he altered shots around the rim, and that allowed us to get out and transition and run. So when we play well, Drake's usually playing well. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand. So he's had a good year for us.
You guys are 8-6 right now with a busy stretch coming up, and you want to be playing some good basketball at the Lyon County League Tournament and, you know, beating Madison and then getting that win over Northern Heights. Had to feel good, especially with the way the first half of the season went for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we knew all along this would be a team that would evolve and be better later in the year than it was earlier in the year, and I think that's what's playing out. This will be a big stretch for us here to end the regular season. Actually, we'll have 4 games in the next 7 days with a makeup game next Monday. So we're going to be busy. But, you know, this time of year, I think you want to be on the court in game situations. And like I said, that's the best way for us to develop.
Visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you get Crest coming to your place tonight. You know, a sporing returning home to face you guys. Remember seeing the Lancers in Substate last year. And then on Friday, you'll get Cornerstone at home. And then, as you mentioned, next week, you'll go to SEC. That's a makeup game. Then you go to Mission Valley next Tuesday. And then West Franklin. And then, actually, your season, your regular season ends before we talk again in 2 weeks, as you guys will have Bishop Seabury, and that'll be an interesting one, Coach.
Yeah, like you said, we're going to be really busy. It does start tonight with Crest, and that's always a fun game for us. You know, our point guard, Dane Winters, going against his brother, who coaches for Crest. And I'm also a Crest graduate, so we have that link there. So y'all see a lot of familiar faces in the crowd tonight, which is always fun. They play really hard. They got a good post player inside. So we've been spending plenty of time getting ready for them. I think we'll be ready to go tonight. Hopefully we can get off to a good start, kind of like we did at Heights last week, and go from there.
I know that second quarter against Northern Heights was kind of difficult for you guys after that fast start. How do you continue to build off what you did in the first quarter and keep it going into the second quarter, because it seemed like that second quarter you just kind of took a little drop and then made the adjustments at half and came out strong in the second half last week?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the story of our season. We'll go stretches at a time on offense where we're pretty dry. In the first quarter, we really used our press and our pressure to get out and run and get some easy baskets. And that kind of dried up in the second quarter. It was a lot more just half-court offense for us, and we did struggle at times. We didn't shoot the three that night very well, and hopefully we can get that back going playing at home tonight. But we're going to be a little hit and miss on offense, but I think our effort in the second quarter was the exact same as it was in the first. We just didn't have some of the things going that we got early in the game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight as you will take on Crest. Best of luck on Friday with Cornerstone. Best of luck next week against SEC, Mission Valley, and West Franklin. Best of luck on the 19th against Bishop Seabury, and I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
That's Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.